Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back at 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for hanging out with me. Our good friend Josh Costell is still with us. He is, I told you about Measure Max. His company is called Measure Max, but he's also vice president for an organization called Tozer Energy. And Josh, one of the things I'd like for you to do is you know, what I like about having you on the show is you're actually out there where the rubber meets the road. The things that you talk about doing, you're actually doing them. And you're doing the things that I tell small business owners to do all the time, and that is to quit trying to conquer the world, quit trying to be Walmart to everybody, find your place in the world, find your where you can, you know, where you can do business that accomplishes for your customers what you're really good at, and find those customers and settle in at that level. And you guys have done that, haven't you?
We have. We've been really laser focused on a lot of the things that you talk about in your shows, Jim, and really in many ways what the show is about. You know, we focus on understanding how to be a customer advocate. You know, we focus on the sales process. What are the milestones the measurable milestones that your customer needs to achieve to get to the purchase order?
Mm-hmm.
You know, how do you break it into little chunks and know whether it continues for both of, you know, you and your customer to continue moving forward in the sales process?
Well, and you guys have done this. I mean, what I wanted you to tell the audience a little bit about, I mean, you've actually, here you are, a small energy company that's actually taken on some of the big guys. And and because you I mean, you're not just, you don't just pontificate about this stuff. This is what you're doing in real life in the marketplace.
Yeah, this is our DNA. And one of the things that we've done is really, as you spoken to about, Jim, is that you have to recognize you're not for everyone. So what we did was a very critical and objective analysis of what are our unique strengths. What are our unique weaknesses? And then we did the same for our competitors. And when we go into a situation, if we can't lead with our unique strengths, or I should put that the customer doesn't place measurable value on our unique strengths, we don't pursue it.
Right. You don't try
because
to.
Really,
you don't try
by
to...
definition, if you have no unique strength to, or value proposition to offer the customer, you are a commodity.
And see,
and
this is
large
the thing.
Will often win.
This
at
is
the commodity
the,
level.
This is the large. That's the only game that large companies can play is a
right.
commodity. And once you do that, then you're starting to fight the price war. And the price war, as you know, Josh, the price war is over, and we lost. The small business lost. Small businesses have lost the price war. So what you're saying is don't even try. I mean, don't try to go after business that's only about commodities. If you can't find a way, if you can't find a customer, if you can't find someone in a prospect's organization that cares about the kind of service and the value that you can deliver as a small business, just move on. Go somewhere else.
Exactly. I love when we get the opportunity to be at a presentation and we tell the customer that size does matter, and we promise we will not take advantage of the limitations that our larger competitors have. Because we thought it would be unfair.
Yeah, that's like the old Reagan story, right? That's what he said about the age and experience. Josh,
right.
I got about a minute left over. What's last
sure.
thoughts?
I'm sorry.
I said last thoughts. I got about a minute left.
You know, the last thoughts is every one of your listeners should be congratulating themselves that they've made it through the weeding out process. You know, they're stronger than what they were 3 years ago. No,
mm-hmm.
absolutely. And as long as they keep focusing on the customers and what is most important to the customer right now, and make sure that you're going to be there to help them meet those goals, meet those needs, and you're going to win. I mean, that's it. If you pick your spots, the key is knowing what this, you know, what makes a good spot for you, and that's something we can talk about on, you know, another show.
And don't minimize for yourself and for your customers the fact that you actually are still in business after all these the last 3 years. I think you're right about that, Josh. That's something that we all should be celebrating. MeasureMax.com. Also, give us the other website.
It's Tozer Energy. TozerEnergy.com.
Hey, Josh, thanks for being here. The book is called The Science of Sales Success. I encourage you to check it out, too. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. I'll be back after the news. Don't go away.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.